Good morning. Welcome to the announcements and welcome part of the online service. We're grateful that we're able to come together and share with you who are not able to come to church for one reason or another. And we just always would like to tell you what's going on at Bethel. It's next Sunday, a missionary family by the name of Kyle Alford. They serve in Sri Lanka, and they're here stateside, and they have a wonderful message of hope and grace that I think all of us can receive. They're also friends of Tina and Tina's brother. Been supporting this missionary team for a long time, and I think you'll be blessed. They're a family that are working together on the other side of the world. But, you know, we right now in America, we have one of the greatest mission fields in the world. We're grateful that Kyle and them go halfway around the world to minister, but we're also grateful that they've come here to minister. So hope and pray that you can come and be a part of it. January the 26th, 11 o'clock in the sanctuary. Not too sure of anything else that is going on as far as announcements, but we're grateful. We've been talking about how we could get the youth back in church. The subject has been brought up, but we need a lot of prayer, and we like a lot of insight and understanding. Tina put together a list of the youth that used to come to the church. 26 youth that are now not coming to our church, and I don't even know if they're ever or are going to another church, but we want to minister to them because they are our future. You know, we need to raise up young people in the church so that they can follow through like some of our forefathers and foreladies of Bethel United Methodist Church. Those of you who've been here for a long time know that is a very important thing, to raise up young people, to raise up families, to minister at Bethel United Methodist Church when we're gone. So it's an important thing that we try to work this out. And I think with the vaccine, there's a little bit of hope out there. I don't think the vaccine's a cure or anything like that, but it'll give people some assurance that they can fellowship with one another again. With that, we'd like to ask for any birthdays. We had some birthdays last week. Sandra Willis had a birthday last week, and we're grateful for that. And I'm not sure, but you know who you are if you had a birthday. So I'd like to sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And you can see the pictures on the website, so I hope you check it out. Anniversaries. Judy and I celebrated 25 years on January the 6th, which is Epiphany. It's a wonderful joy. And Phil had taken a picture of us currently, and he also got a picture up there of what we looked like 25 years ago. It's pretty cool. And I hope and pray that if you have an anniversary, you'll let us know, because we love celebrating things, milestones in your life. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. Well, it's a beautiful day. It's a little on the cool side. We had a lot of rain. I know the farmers like the winter rain, so we need the rain. But, you know, one of the good things is we got cool weather here, but we don't have anything to shovel. It's all liquid. Our friends up north, they know what it's like when the winter rains come and the snow and, oh, goodness. So we're blessed in a lot of ways. So thank you for tuning in to the online service. Hope to see you in church sometime soon. God bless.